Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know who's not a bottom pair defenseman? He's our top line centerman right now, and he's not here in the middle of us, but he's on the line. Elliot Friedman. Elliot Friedman, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Really appreciate you joining us on short notice, and we know you just touched down in Pittsburgh today, so we're having a lot of conversations here about two guys that you see regularly, and that's Housley and Tockett. Are either one of those going to be the Sabres' next head coach?
I'd say there's a decent chance. I think Jason Botterill, as you guys know, made it very clear he'll take his time. And I know that there's a lot of talk that Housley's going to be in Florida. I know that, Florida's kind of, Dale Tallon, I believe, went on record last week and saying it's down to two, and everybody believes the number one on this list is Housley. You know, we'll see. But I think that Housley and Tockett are definitely in the mix, along with Bob Bugner and Todd Reirden and possibly some other names that we aren't even aware of yet.
Well, let me ask you this. Elliot Friedman joining us on the line, Sportsnet hockey reporter, NHL hockey insider. How soon after the playoffs do you expect that we'll hear this? Because now we're tied at 2-2. I was hoping this thing would be a sweep and we could just start talking about this.
Well, you don't want to talk about it for another week and a half?
Well, I mean, I guess the
Petey doesn't like all the stars coming out and enjoying themselves in Nashville. It's really irritating him.
I think it'll be pretty quick. Like, you know what? I think these teams probably know of the interest, but there's something about not doing it during there. I don't know too many teams that really would allow their coaches to interview during the playoffs. I mean, I know Jimmy Johnson used to do it in the NFL. He didn't have a big problem with it, but they have a lot more time off than, we do.
Yeah.
So I would bet that as soon as it's over, the next day, they'll be sending notes to these teams, and they'll be saying, can we interview these guys? And the answer will be yes, and we'll see how quickly it can happen. You know, a lot of people are going to be in Chicago during that week because it's the week of the draft. So, I wouldn't, if it can happen before then, it'll happen during then.
Elliot Friedman joining us on the line. Elliot, Riv and I don't know what the bigger question is around here. Who's the next coach, or will Evander Kane be a Buffalo Sabre next year? Rumors are everywhere, and I'm just wondering what you've heard.
Well, I think I'm responsible for starting some of them, so it's kind of my fault.
Well, then what have you heard, and where have you heard them?
You know, I've heard L.A. definitely interested. I heard some people say Anaheim. I was told that's not the case. I think whenever you have Vancouver, whenever you have Kane available, you always wonder about Vancouver because they've been interested in the past. So, but the one team I definitely heard had some interest was L.A. I mean, we all know what the Sabres are looking for. They're looking for D. L.A. has D. I think the biggest question, and one I haven't been able to get answered yet, is L.A. willing to deal one of their D without signing Kane to an extension? I think the other thing, too, is that I think L.A. is also looking at Tampa. I think Tampa's Steve Yzerman is on record saying he's looking for a defenseman. LA is looking for forwards. Tampa has a surplus of forwards and is looking for D. But, I know the Kings like the way Evander Kane plays. They have in the past, and, I think it'll come down to, whether or not they can make a deal with Buffalo, but I know they're interested.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know what? We had read the other day that Dustin Brown was being offered up and the 11th pick to Vegas. Is this something that is kind of tied into Evander Kane?
You know, it could be. That's certainly possible. I mean, I've heard that happening before. You know, when I initially mentioned LA's interest in Kane, one of the reasons that people initially doubted it was because of the Kings cap situation. You know, that makes a lot of sense to me, guys. I mean, the thing is, you can fit guys in for a year. There's no question. I think the question is if they want to keep Evander beyond that. And that becomes an issue of all the pieces that you have to fit together. And I do think there are a lot of teams. I have heard of teams now saying, you know, we're interested in doing this with you, but we got to know if we can do this first. And, you know, I think the teams have a lot of balls in the air, and I think they're waiting for Las Vegas to make their decisions.
What?
Like, who are they going to do expansion deals with? You know, we believe they've got one with Pittsburgh for Marc-Andre Fleury. I know there are people out there who believe they have one with Columbus and probably some other teams as well, maybe Anaheim. But until teams know for sure what Vegas is going to do, they'll probably have some of their other plans on hold.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what do you think the currency is for Kane? What's the return? I mean, you give up a player like that. I know the contract situation coming up is a UFA, but...
Yep.
You know, Riv was talking about Jake Muzzin or Alec Martinez. Those are names that have been tossed around. Are those realistic?
I don't think you're doing that for Kane. Like, you're not. Like if you told me that Tampa was willing, for example, to give up like a Jonathan Drouin who's just finished his entry level deal, or like a signed Tyler Johnson kind of player, then I think LA might consider doing that. But unless Kane is signed long term. And, you know, he's not eligible to do that until July 1st, although you can talk to him. I can't see the Kings doing a Muzzin or a Martinez for him. I just don't see that.
All right. What can you tell us about, just quickly on a trade note, kind of, because I'd still like to see this player. He might not be worth the value of an Evander Kane to trade, but Chris Tanev out in Vancouver, is that a real trade rumor that we're hearing about him?
Well, I know a lot of teams have asked about him, and I think you guys, I would assume you guys are one. I don't know for sure, but it fits with what you guys want. You know, Tanev is from Toronto, so I don't think he'd have a big problem coming east and playing here. You know, but, you know, I think there are teams interested. I think Dallas would love to have him. I could even see a team like Toronto wanting to have him. Chris Tanev is not, you know, the biggest name in the world, but he's a solid guy and he plays a very smart game. But I think Vancouver has told teams he's not coming out of here easily. You know, they need a lot, Vancouver. They need scorers. And I think if you could get them a score, it would pique their interest. But I think it's going to cost a lot. And I think that there's a lot of competition. And, you know, Vancouver, the thing that they told, I think, one team was, you know, the moment we trade this guy, we're going to need someone like him. So I think he's only getting dealt if we hear the trade and we go, oh, okay, that's why he was traded, because he's worth that much. That's a big deal. That costs you a lot.
Yeah. I was telling Craig, I don't necessarily know a ton about this player. I mean, the description of the player and the type of player that he, you know, people say that he is. Yeah, I definitely think that that's a guy that Buffalo would be interested in. I don't know what the trade value would be, but it's hard to believe that a guy, like Riv said, that gets 10 points is, you know, going to bring you in a ton, but I guess he's a pretty solid defender. What are you hearing in the Stanley Cup?
The one thing I would say about that is that, you know, there are some guys in the league who I think that there are some guys in the league who are not big points guys, but they get the puck out and they get the puck off the ice. Like if you watch Klefbom and Larson in Edmonton in the playoffs this year, those guys are never going to get a ton of points, but they get the puck out and they get it on someone's stick who can get it out. And Tanev is like that. First of all, Vancouver couldn't score a ton this year. That affects him. I don't think he's ever going to be a 40 or 50 point guy, but you know, if you look at have value in players who at least when they get the puck on their stick know how to get it out of your zone. You know, he can do that. Plus, he's also signed for 3 more years at a pretty reasonable number. I understand you guys don't see him a ton. I would just say that there's growing interest in defensemen now who can at least move the puck, even if they're not big scorers. And Klefbom is one of them. What a great playoff. I think this guy's in the same mold.
How about this? Like, to me, I mean, I'm looking at a guy whose stats are incredibly similar and didn't kind of break out of his shell until he got to New York. He's like a Kevin Klein.
Yes, you know, and I think there's, I don't think he's as physical as a Klein would be, but yes, I think there's a good comparison there, like a guy who can do a lot of things quietly, and
would
he's a
you,
quiet guy too. He never says anything.
Would you see him as a Mark Edward Vlasic type defenseman?
You know, I'll tell you this. I think Vlasic is great. Like, it was funny. Someone asked me this morning, how many number one D are there in the league? And, you know, Vlasic's on my list. I don't know if he's that good, but it's a similar mold, and he gets all the tough matchups like Vlasic did. Vlasic, to me, is elite, elite. I don't know if Tanev's that high, but I'd say he's a level below him.
Okay.
Well,
but
Elliot,
same,
I'll tell you
but
this.
The same style of defenseman.
Yeah, a guy who's not going to get you a ton of points, but a guy who gets you out of a lot of trouble and faces your best matchups and does pretty well.
You're a good salesman. We'll take him here in Buffalo. We'll take Tanev right here, Elliot. Hey, another thing I want to ask you, obviously, Riv and I were talking, Murray Fleury for Game 5, is it that obvious? And then what do you expect through the rest of the playoffs here? Who do you think is going to win it?
Well, I think Nashville's been the better team. There's no question through four games. You know, I'm still, you know, I thought Crosby was really good in Game 4. I'm still waiting for peak Malkin. Like, is peak Malkin coming in this series? Like, the guy almost single-handedly knocked out Columbus. You know, I think Pittsburgh needs peak Malkin and some form of Kessel to really get going if they're going to win this. So that's what I think it's going to be Murray. Like, you know, like Mike Sullivan, Matt Murray won him a Stanley Cup. I mean, you guys know how much that means when it's so hard to win. You know, I think Mike Sullivan is more loyal to, it's not that he has anything against Fleury, but he's more loyal to Murray than he is Fleury. So I see Murray starting tomorrow night for Pittsburgh. But I just think that, you know, Nashville, now all of Nashville's young players, never mind the D, the forwards, Goudreau, Watson, Arvidsson, they're all going to another level. You know, they're playing great. I think Pittsburgh has had their Gensels play really well. I think Pittsburgh needs peak Malkin and really effective Kessel if they're going to win this series. They really need those guys to step up.
And do you see that happening?
Malkin, I think you get used to that with him. He has, you know, he's an unbelievable player, and I don't understand why he wasn't named to the top 100. But, you know, he's not as consistent as Crosby is. You know, he has more nights where he's not always there. But, you know, I do think he has it in him. I think he loves the stage. You know, the stage is coming now, and I would be surprised if Game 5 isn't his best game of the series.
Yeah, Malkin can sometimes be Lindros or he can be Marmaduke. I mean, you honestly have no idea which one you're going to get. What is Riv, your point?
I wanted to ask.
Wait, what's that, Elliot?
It's been a long time since I've heard of Marmaduke.
Right? Oh, just the picture of Marmaduke on the couch with the legs up, just that big, lazy Great Dane.
I wanted to ask, give me your top three Conn Smythe candidates right now.
Well, you know, I had an idea that I wanted to vote. If Pittsburgh won, I wanted to vote for both Murray and Fleury. They could share it. It's happened twice in Major League Baseball. It's happened once with Super Bowl MVPs in football. It's never happened in hockey. And Chris Johnston from our place at Sportsnet, he's in charge of the voting, and he asked the league if I could do it, and they said no. So I can't do that. So I'm not going to vote for either Pittsburgh.
I love that idea.
It's a great idea.
I love that idea.
Yeah, I thought this year if Pittsburgh win the Cup, Murray and Fleury deserved it because they weren't getting here without Fleury.
Yeah.
And I don't think Murray, I can vote for him because he's only played, seven games so far. So it depends. Like, I think if Nashville wins, it's probably Rene, even though he had two really rough games. He's recovered really well. He was good in Game 3, and I thought he was great in Game 4. I think, on that defense, who are you voting for? Like, if you had to pick one guy on that D, who is it?
P.K. Subban.
No. Ekholm. Ekholm.
Like, you could make a case you could vote for Subban. You could vote for Ekholm. I think you could also make a case for Ellis if you really wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was looking at, somebody said to me, a player said to me this week, I was just texting a couple guys, he said he would still vote for Forsberg. he would be his second Predator. Because he thinks he finally scored last game, but he's had a great playoff, and he still played well, even though he hadn't scored until later in the Stanley Cup final. But I think if it's Nashville, it's got to be Rene. If it's Pittsburgh, like, honestly, I think it's going to come down to the last two games, because I can't do the goalies. So it's going to be one of Gensel, Malkin, or Crosby, and it comes down to who finishes the best.
I'm taking Gensel all day long there, Elliot. You got
Elliot. Just, you were listening to the show this morning, weren't you?
Well, I don't get you in Pittsburgh. My shortwave doesn't come.
Brother, because hey, me and you are bang on, as we like to say here.
Hey, speaking of bang on, because we got to let you go here. You and I will be not together, but we'll be at U2 tonight. Which song are you looking forward to hearing live the most?
You know what? I hope they do some of the old stuff. Like I remember, like, Sunday Bloody Sunday was a big song when I was a teenager. So I always, whenever I hear that, I love the old stuff.
All right, I went and looked at their set list, Elliot. So you're going to be in for.
Why did you do that? Like, now you're going to ruin it for me.
You're in for a big surprise. First set, you'll hear that, and then they're going to go right into Joshua Tree. They're going to play the whole Joshua Tree album. Then they have a few really good encores. So
hey, Meathead, he just said he didn't want to know about the set. You just. I don't care. The whole thing for him.
I don't
it's
care.
It's like Seinfeld. I like to go in fresh.
Hey, you know what, Elliot? Enjoy the show. You'll hear Sunday Bloody Sunday by Song 3.
You too, Andrew. All right, guys. Take care, guys.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.